The Black Arrow by Robert Louis Stevenson. Prologue. On an afternoon, in the late springtime, the bell of Tunstall Moat House rang at an unusual hour. Far and near, in the forests and in the fields along the river, people began to leave their work and run towards the sound. And in Tunstall village, a group of poor country people stood discussing why the bell had called them. The village was not far from the moat house, and the road to the house passed across a bridge over the river, through a forest, and then led to Holywood Abbey. Soon the villagers heard the noise of a horse, and in a minute young Master Richard Shelton rode out of the wood and across the bridge. Richard Shelton was Sir Daniel's ward, a grey-eyed and sunburnt young fellow, not yet 18. The villagers called him and asked him to explain why the bell had been rung. He told them that there would be a battle soon. Sir Daniel had sent for every man who could carry arms, but for whom they would fight, or where, Dick did not know. He said Sir Oliver would soon come, as well as Bennet Hatch, who would lead the party to the battle. "It is the ruin of this land," a woman said. "If the barons go to war, ploughmen must eat roots." "No," said Dick. "Every man that goes will get 6 pence a day, and archers 12. "If they live," answered the woman. "But what if they die, my master?"